Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger or bloggers that are just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest with Dawn Bryan, an authority on quality, protocol, gift-giving. She's founder of TheQualipedia.com and author of the best-selling book, The Art and Etiquette of Gift-Giving. Dawn has been a spokesperson and consultant on international protocol and gift-giving for many luxury brands, including Neiman Marcus and American Express. And today, we'll be talking about Dawn's new book, Elite Etiquette, the first guide of its kind, which goes beyond the traditional rules of etiquette to help you avoid potentially embarrassing faux pas. So welcome, Dawn.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
And we are delighted to have you. Now, we've seen the word etiquette tossed around everywhere, right? I mean, etiquette here, right there. You know, I immediately think of a woman teaching young ladies how to be ladies, you know, the tea and what forks to use and that sort of a thing. But beyond that, for the 21st century, what is elite etiquette?
Okay. Well, first I want to say we do have visions of the etiquette, and I'm not sitting here in pearls. I have on jeans, just to let you know.
Exactly. Right? That's so funny. Like all the French furniture and those sorts of things, you know.
Well, generally, etiquette is just a way of enhancing everybody's quality of life. It's doing things in a way that everybody feels comfortable with. And these days, it has to be with flexibility. I would say that elite etiquette refers to those frequently unspoken, even sometimes unwritten, customs, courtesies, terminologies, whole vocabularies that would single belonging and respect in different environments. In other words, what behaviors are expected within a certain recreational activity, if it's golf or tennis or sport, club, a company, the company you work for, a religion, a celebration, or an interest group. You know, you receive an invitation to a new and unfamiliar experience, and your reaction is, wow, I'm invited. I'm excited. Now what? So elite etiquette has those answers.
Well, you know, that's a great point that you're making, because there are many times you go into it's a cultural thing, right? It's like you said with religion. I'm sure there's so many different practices. That you can come into. Maybe you're dating somebody and they are inviting you to a certain celebration that you've never been to. So you need to know the different customs and traditions. And that, of course, shows respect as well. You're not offending anyone if you don't know what to do. And now how about this? If you don't know what to do, if you did not go and check out Elite Etiquette before you went to this new celebration that you had no clue was regarding or what you needed to do or the traditional cultural practices, what if you make an obvious mistake in the middle of everyone?
Well, I'm going to go back to the first part of your question first, I think. If you don't know what to do, you know, and you arrive there before you make a mistake, first of all, take it slowly. Look around and see what everybody else is doing, you know. Ask somebody. I mean, admitting you don't know something isn't nearly so bad as refusing to learn it. And most people like to share their, you know, their experience and their knowledge with you. Of course, if you're a politician or a celebrity, you're going to immediately see what you did wrong over and over in the evening news and on YouTube.
Right.
But in all instances, you really need to apologize or make a retraction if it's something quite obvious. You know, even the Kennedy administration made protocol mistakes, believe it or not. For example, one of my favorite stories, just before President and Mrs. Kennedy were going to visit India, their protocol director, who was the etiquette expert, Letitia Baldrige, sent multiple copies of the president's photograph to all the key Indian officials. And this lovely gift with an elegant dark blue frame that was embossed with a presidential seal, these frames were made of calfskin. Needless to say,
I know.
With something besides a sacred cow. But,
right.
You know, and just last week, a friend of mine called to tell me without thinking that she used a well-known business anecdote that you might know is referred to as the boiled frog story. And she used it in front of a conference of French Canadians. A lot of explaining to do at dinner.
Right. Yeah, I mean, those are really two fantastic examples of committing that faux pas that you do not want to do. So now your book is so comprehensive, Elite Etiquette. It's, again, you mentioned golf tournaments and concerts, and of course you have the weddings. You know, maybe other experiences that you're not used to or accustomed to: yachting, toasting, having some afternoon tea. When you are teaching and consulting, do you find common concerns and issues, and what makes someone, most people, most apprehensive, or what do they worry about the most in these new experiences?
That's really a right-on question. I think overall, first, none of us want to look or feel foolish. So that's our first concern.
Right.
And one of my favorite quotes is Oscar Wilde's, "The world was my oyster, but I used the wrong fork." I think there are three major areas that people are most concerned with. And not surprisingly, most questions and concerns center around meals. You know, each cuisine, whether it's a sushi bar, even pizza parlors, has its own procedures, social mores. You know, family dinners where children traditionally learn their table manners are pretty rare these days. An estimated 60% of business is done over food. So a formal dinner or an important business lunch can really be quite formidable for people. And, you know, a lot of businesses these days include a meal as part of their final interview process. One of my most asked for and interactive workshops is a business etiquette dinner. The second thing would be, for many, gifting, both giving and receiving, social and business, is major. Gifts are an extension of our taste, a measure of our interest in the recipient, even an indication of our own personal power. And then finally, you know, most people feel pretty secure when they're guests or spectators because they can watch to see what other people do. So being a guest is pretty easy, but being a good host is not. Everybody's watching you. Where do I seat people? How do I order? Begin toasting. So the answer is, be sure you know before you go.
I love that little mantra. That's perfect, because immediately when you're talking about the business dinner, Dawn, I'm thinking the pretty woman scene when she's going and she's there with Richard
Gere. Yes, a lot of people come up with that. Yeah.
No idea what piece of silverware to use. You know, and then the escargot goes flying right across the room. I think that's what happened, if I can remember correctly. But, you know, that is really important for people, you know, when you are presenting yourself a certain way, especially, like you said, if this is a new person, a new meeting, or to close the deal, whether it is a job or it's a big, huge deal for your firm, you know, you are an extension of that.
Right.
And so I think this is all really important, and especially important in our rapidly changing social media world. You mentioned you have, you know, celebrities and politicians and kind of people that are known, where this stuff spreads like wildfire. But even for someone, you know, just again, an employee in a business or just a person who has respect for themselves, you know, in this type of world, you know, what do we need to know about etiquette and protocol?
Well, I think with the new technologies and the global interconnectedness, it means that whether it's in person, in writing, in etiquette, while eating, on the phone, online, cross-cultural awareness at every level has become a prerequisite for contemporary business and social interaction. You know, again, it's about respecting others and ourselves. And this respect extends to how we refer to or look at people who have disabilities, to whether we honor our business partner's Ramadan fasting while we're scheduling a business luncheon, to our sensibilities and our manners if we're going to a same-sex wedding. Remember, if you do not have the cultural competence to feel comfortable in a given situation, you're not going to be able to put other people at ease either. The more you refine yourself, the better you define yourself.
Wow, Dawn, you are. I love these, like I said, these little mantras, these little nuggets of advice that you're giving. I'm going to re-listen to this. You know, if you don't know, don't go, or know before you go. The more you refine yourself and you define yourself. I mean, these are great. I love all of this, and I know our listeners probably want to learn much, much more about you. And you can do that if you want to learn about Dawn Bryan, her books, workshops, cultural coaching, and company, Qualipedia, or to get in touch with Dawn, you can visit her website, which is www.thequalipedia.com. And that is the Qualipedia, thequalipedia.com. And her new book, Elite Etiquette, is available on Amazon.com as well. So, Dawn, thank you. I really appreciate the time that you had with us today. And this was a fun and informative interview.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. And also thank Annie Jennings for the time and the interest.
Well, I always say any interview or any conversation that makes me think about Pretty Woman is a good one.
You know? Exactly.
One of the, yeah, I mean,
or eating.
A cultural icon while eating. Right. That's exactly right. So thanks again. And everyone, this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing information in their posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.